Welcome to the LHSAA Division IV Non-Select Baseball Basketball Semifinals on KBZ 105.9 FM. This afternoon, the Franklin Hornets take on the Ringo Redskins live from the Burton Coliseum in Lake Charles, Louisiana. This afternoon's game is being brought to you by our title sponsors, the City of Franklin, Franklin Mayor Eugene Folcard, Franklin Mayor Pro Tem Lester Levine, and the Franklin City Council. A.J. Dolman Chevrolet, A.J. Dolman Chrysler, the Tesh Action Clinic of Franklin. Vote Howard Caste, number 68, to represent you parish-wide on the St. Mary Parish Democratic Parish Executive Committee. Taco Bell of Morgan City and Bayou Vista, the Bayou Bend Wellness Center. Cabot Industries, named one of America's most responsible companies. State Representative Vinny St. Blanc. St. Mary Parish President Sam Jones. St. Mary Parish Councilman-at-Large Dean Adams. St. Mary Parish Councilman Jay Ina. The St. Mary Parish Ready Start Network. The Bellevue Golf Course and Country Club, now offering our spacious clubhouse rooms available for rent for baby showers, wedding events, and other special moments. And Precision Appliances, 803A, St. Mary Highway in Thibodaux. Good afternoon, this is Seth Thomas from the Burton Coliseum, where the Franklin Hornets look to make history again this year as they try to claim the non-select Division IV state title. However, today the semifinal game, they'll have to go through the Ringo Redskins. Franklin is the number 6 seed. Meanwhile, Ringo is the number 2 seed. The Hornets got here this way. They knocked off number 27, Jonesboro Hodge, 80-45. Then they beat number 11, South Plaquemines, 81-43, before knocking out number 3, Oakdale, 56-50 in the quarterfinals. For Ringo, the 2 seed, they had a bye in the first round. They beat Block, 66-60. Then they beat number 7, Delhi, 50-34. Now these two teams, again, as we talk about making history, Franklin won their one state title back in 1958 in Class A as they beat Kaplan 48-47. Meanwhile, Ringo has won 3 state titles, all in Class B, in 57, 60, and 61. So it's been a while for both of these teams as they look to add to that, put the trophy in the case. Franklin last year, as we mentioned, got here. They beat White Castle in the semis, 42-38, before falling to North Central in the state finals, 59-55. The Hornets tonight will be all gold or yellow. It'll be yellow tops, yellow bottoms, the maroon stripes with Franklin in maroon and the numbers in maroon across the front. Meanwhile, Ringo will have the white tops, the white bottoms. They'll have the blue stripes down the side, outlined in red with Ringo across the chest. The Redskins are between Natchitoches and Shreveport, or Ruston, in that area. So you consider them North Louisiana. First time these two teams, I believe, have played in any sport. The other semifinal game will be contested tonight at 8 o'clock, as it'll be number 1, Lakeview, taking on number 4, Pickering. State finals set for Friday, 4 o'clock right here, and KBZ will be with the Hornets all the way. Good crowd across the way from Franklin. Always travel well. And now they going through the non-starters for both teams. We watched Newman defeat Episcopal in the game before us. Newman, awfully impressive. Coach Randy Livingston and the Greenies rolled over Episcopal with no problem. They'll take on U High in the Select Division III Championship. Now they'll go through the Ringo non-starters. Get everybody a chance to get their name called here in the Burton Coliseum, where this event has been contested since 2014. At one time, they had both the boys and girls here in 14 and 15. And then, since then, it's been the boys' tournament every year. And now we'll have your starters.
from Greenway Hornets. And forward, he's a junior, number 4, Tayshaun Mack.
At guard, number 4, a junior, Tayshaun Mack. Number 2, Jason Johnson, senior guard. Of course, he's heading to Grambling. Number 1, a junior at guard, Jylon Jackson. Tavon Ballard, a senior. Kylan Caesar, another senior. So a senior bunch, 3 seniors, 2 juniors. A lot of experience on that Franklin team. Of course, the head coach is Jermaine Johnson. His assistants are Joseph Jones, Jonathan Wilson, Gerald Blanks, and Jay Ina. At guard, a freshman, number 30, that's Jordan Wilson. He averages 16 a game, 5 rebounds. Number 25, Antrevion Kinsley, also a freshman. He averages 8 and 8. LaDante McCoy, number 12, a junior. He averages 11 and 5. Number 3 is Zorian Willis. He's a senior. And Jabari Adams, number 1, a senior. He averages 15 points and 11 rebounds. He's the tallest player on Ringo. Looks to go about probably 6'4", and he'll be the tallest player on the court today for either team. Jeffrey Trent is the coach for the Redskins. And we are moments away from tip-off here. And the non-select Division IV semifinals. Adams will jump center against Mack. Ball is in the air, we're underway, controlled by the Hornets. Caesar down the lane, up and in. Jakylan Caesar gets the first basket, and here's Franklin in the full court pressure. Wilson. Cross court to Kinsley, he gets it to the front court. Mack knocked it out of bounds. It'll be Ringo's ball on the baseline. Hornets will start in a 2-3 zone. Willis will throw it in. He does. Wilson can't find a handle. Tied up. Caesar comes out with it. Steal by Caesar. And we head the other way. Caesar dumps it down to Mack in the post. Kicks it outside, and they say out of bounds. Turnover. Ball goes back to the Redskins. Willis into Wilson. Wilson over to McCoy. McCoy right wing, looks inside. Gets it to Adams on the baseline. Turn, three-pointer, no good. Ball pulled down by Wilson. He goes up, stolen away. Here comes Johnson the other way. Johnson down the lane, loses the handle. Out of bounds, and they say last touch by Willis. Johnson had it going the other way, but lost the handle. Franklin will inbound. 7:04 to go here, first quarter. 2-0 Hornets. Caesar outside, long three, good. Jakylan Caesar from way past the three-point line. Derrickson, he has five, and it's 5-0. Here's McCoy running to the front court. Adams down the lane. Euro step, and he gets it to go. And they say a foul. Count the bucket. And a foul goes against Jalen Jackson. So Adams with a chance for a three-point play. Adams athletic. Told you about 6'4", maybe 6'5". Free throw is on the way and in. 5-3. Franklin with the lead over Ringo here in the state semifinals. Caesar. Out to Johnson. He'll take a long three. Good. Jayshon Johnson. The Hornets off to a fast start, shooting the ball. Two threes, and they lead it 8-3. And there's a charging foul. They break the press. Willis goes too deep, and he's called with the charge. And it'll go back to Franklin. Pressure caused that turnover that time. Caesar way out. No good. That one might have been a little too deep. And Adams brings it up. Down the lane, poked away. Heading the other way. Ballot down the lane. His layup's no good. Johnson had it and lost it. Wilson has it. Heading the other way. Wilson, alley-oop to Adams. Taken down by the Hornets. Johnson on the breakaway. Knocked out of his hands. And that'll be a foul as he goes to the basket. That'll be McCoy. And right now the Hornets are just beating the Redskins up and down the floor. Quick hands on the defensive end, and they turn it into opportunities on the offensive side. Here's Johnson. Couple free throws. 5:43 to go here in the first. First one is in. Johnson with four. Lead down 9-3. Second free throw in. 10-3. Here's the pressure again. Wilson picks up the dribble. Gets it off to Adams. Up to McCoy. Wilson down the lane. Passes to Willis, and he lays it up and in. They break the press that time and got the basket. 10-5 Hornets. Jackson back out top to Caesar. Back to Johnson. He'll drive it. Pulls up inside the arc. Buries it. Johnson with seven. There's a ball up the way. Back to McCoy. Again, Willis breaks the press. Goes up. Blocked by Caesar, but they said he fouled him on the way to the basket. Franklin going with the pressure, but the Redskins have done a good job when they've held on to the basketball to break it. That time they got it down. Willis goes up. Caesar thought he had a good block, but it was called a foul, and he'll shoot two. Under 5 minutes to go here in the first. First free throw, no good. 12-5 Hornets. Set to check in as number five. That's Trevor Williams, a senior. And Travion Kinsley will go out. Second free throw, no good. Rebound saved by Mack into the hands of Wilson, who goes up, no good. And Ballard has it, a strong rebound. Here comes Johnson bringing it to the front court. Pressured by Wilson. Johnson beats him. Free throw line. Double clutched it. No good. Rushed his shot that time. Credit Wilson with good defense. Wilson. Out to Willis. In the corner to McCoy. Kicks it down to Willis in the lane. Out to Adams. His three ball is no good. Rebound by Caesar. He gets it to Johnson. Johnson, the senior, down the lane, scoops it up, no good. Rebound goes to Ringo. A couple bad possessions by the Hornets Adams down the lane, and there's a charge as Mack holds his ground. Foul on Jabari Adams. That's his first, team foul number 3. Now number 15, that's Jeremiah Gray, checks in. Johnson will go out. And now Ringo will turn up the pressure when Johnson goes to the bench. Caesar breaks the pressure, 3-on-2. Caesar down the lane, floater up, no good. But he was fouled. Oh, excuse me. That's a charging foul on Caesar, and that's number 2, so that could be big. Caesar took it to the basket. Charging foul, second on Caesar. Wilson. Back to Johnson. Johnson up to Adams. Adams down the lane, went for the dunk, but it was blocked by Mack. They got him on the arm. And that's first foul on Mack. 4 on the Hornets. So the next quarter, Ringo will shoot 2 free throws on every foul. Adams will have 2 right here. Free throw is good. He's 2 for 2 from the stripe. 12-6 lead for the Hornets. 3:39 to go here in the first. Adams again gets it to go down. He has 5. 12-7. The lead is 5. Gray against that man-to-man Ringo defense. Gray drives, kicks it back to Caesar. Out about the timeline, he drives. Tries to get by Adams, cut off. Good defense. They get off the ballot. Back out top to Mack. Mack now on the drive, down the lane. Mack puts up the floater, no good. Rebound. They say out of bounds, last touch by Franklin. Williams saved it. It went off the leg of Gray. Ringo's ball. It looked like the Hornets was going to really put a little distance between them and the Redskins, but the Redskins has fought back. Franklin now drops out of that full court pressure and now stays in that 2-3 zone. Here's Wilson out top. And that's a 5-second call. Good defense by Gray. And that'll get Kingsley back in. Wilson will shoot down. Wilson a little frustrated. He comes in averaging 16 points a game, and he's yet to have a shot. Here's Caesar. Over to Gray. Gets it off the ballot. Back to Gray. Caesar with it, looking for a high screen from Mack. See the pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound to McCoy. Williams out top, and there's a timeout called by Coach Trent. He wants to talk about it. Timeout on the floor, 2:15 to go here in the first. 12-7 Franklin. Cabot Industries, named one of America's most responsible companies, is proud to salute the Franklin Hornets tonight on their appearance in the 2024 basketball semifinal. Don't forget, early voting begins this Saturday in St. Mary Parish. Vote KBZ General Manager Howard Caste, number 68, to represent you on the St. Mary Democratic Parish Executive Committee. Are you ready to take control of your health and your fitness journey, but not sure where to start? The Bayou Bend Fitness Center is here to help. Our 20,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility features high-tech exercise equipment, group exercise classes, an indoor track, indoor pools, personal trainers, child care, special events, and more. Join a community, not just a gym, at Bayou Bend. Call 337-413-5106 or stop by 1029 Northwest Boulevard in Franklin today. Redskins with the ball after the timeout. Franklin stays in that 2-3 zone. Here's Johnson out top. tried to get into McCoy, but a whistle before. And that'll go on number five. That's Gray. Wait, they said number five, but there is no five. I didn't see who the foul was against. Now they change it to 15. So that's Jeremiah Gray. And it'll be two shots for Johnson as the Hornets over the limit here in the first quarter. Redskins are 3 of 5, make it 3 of 6 from the line so far. Keenan Johnson, a junior, will have one more. Second free throw rolls down. 12-8. Man-to-man defense by the Redskins. Caesar brings it to the front court. Kicks it down to Mack on the blocks. Spins on Adams. He goes up, puts it in. Mack using that strong frame to block out Adams and get it to go. Ringo breaks the pressure and a turnover. McCoy throws it away. He had Williams under the basket but didn't get it to him. Turnover goes back to the Hornets. 14-8. Here's Ballard outside, looking for the screen. Pulls up, top of the key. Jumper, no good. Rebound, Gray goes up, and they say charge. Wow. Looked like he was already in the air. That would have been two fouls on Adams. Instead, it's two on Gray. Ball will go back to the Redskins. Adams outside, over to Williams. Ball poked away, and there's a over and back call against the Redskins. And it'll go to the Hornets. Goes into Jeremiah Gray. Gray on a drive, spins at the free throw line. Out to Jackson, back to Gray. And there's a foul away from the basket. It looks like it's a go against number five, it does. Trevor Williams really trying to stay with Caesar all over the floor. That's the fourth against the Redskins. Next one will be one or two shot foul here with 52 seconds left in the first. Gray, out to Caesar. Gets it to Mack. Mack turns. He drives down the lane. Blocked away. Kinsley on the block. 40 seconds left, and the Hornets are inbound underneath their own basket. Wilson gets back in the game. McCoy will sit down. Gray into Caesar. Back to Gray. Caesar with on the wing. Inside pass to Mack. Back to Caesar. Puts up the jumper. No good. They said he was standing on the line, out of bounds line, when he received the pass. 29 seconds. Ball goes back to the Redskins. 6-point lead for the Hornets here in quarter number one. Adams outside in the corner to Wilson. He takes the shot. Partially blocked. Out of bounds, and they say last touch by the Hornets. 18.4 left. Ringo's ball underneath their basket. Wilson will get it out to Adams. Baseline drive knocked away again by the Hornets. Ringo again will inbound it. Get it inside to Johnson. He'll move it back out to Adams. He's at half court. 8 seconds. Adams in the corner. Wilson. Cross court. Shot is up. No good. Rebound by the Hornets, and that'll do it. End of the first quarter. with the score. Franklin 14, Ringgold 8. Good quarter for the Hornets as they have a 6-point cushion. Now it's time for a scoring update brought to you by State Representative Vinny St. Blanc and St. Mary Parish President Sam Jones. At the end of the first quarter, Franklin leads it 14-8. Bad credit, slow credit, no credit, new credit, bankruptcy, repossession, or foreclosure. Whatever your situation is, Harley at A.J. Doman Chevrolet is ready to help you. Visit A.J. Doman Chevrolet in Berwick and tell him you heard this commercial from KBZE. 800 Robinson Street in Berwick. Call 985-221-4139. Call Harley at A.J. Doman Chevrolet, 985-221-4139. Despite the end of the public health emergency, we must remain vigilant. COVID-19 continues to be a public health threat. Together we can overcome this challenge. Make the decision to protect yourself and your loved one. Touch Action Clinic encourages you and your family to get the updated COVID-19 vaccine and booster. Call 337-420-6646 to schedule an appointment. And visit tabhealth.org for a location near you. Stay strong, stay safe. We are in this together. Jackson, Johnson, Caesar, Mack, Ballot, the starters on the floor for the Hornets. Wilson, McCoy, Willis, Kinsley, and Adams, starters on the floor for the Redskins. Adams has it in the corner. Holds it up outside to McCoy. Wilson, nowhere to go. He's been held scoreless, their leading scorer. Adams, free throw line jumper. No good. Rebound tipped away. Controlled by Jackson. Jalen Jackson, what a good rebound. Johnson down the lane, poked away, out of bounds. And they say off of his leg and out of bounds. Johnson just a little too quick. He had 7 points in the first quarter. He's the game's leading scorer. McCoy outside, Wilson. Caesar can ill afford to get another one. Dumped down to Kinsley, and there's a foul on Ballot, and that's his first. Team foul number one this quarter, but he's shooting, Kinsley shooting two. First one, no good. 4 of 8 now from the stripe is the Redskins. Second free throw, no good. Mack with the rebound. Caesar and Johnson were right there together. He threw it and went off of the hands of Caesar and out of bounds. Here's Adams on the inbounds. McCoy to Wilson. He'll put up the runner, no good. Adams with a putback. The long wingspan of Adams goes up, grabs it, and puts it back in. It's 14-10. Caesar down the lane, dumps it to Mack. He goes up, no good. Good defense by Adams. And Ringo with the rebound. McCoy down the lane. No good. Controlled by the Hornets. Up ahead, it goes to Ballot. He goes up in. Ballot let the defense go by, and he put it in. 16-10. Excuse me, Hornets back by 6. Adams on the outside. 3 ball on the way. Good. Boy, Adams. 6'5", but he can step outside and do that. 16-13. Down the lane, Johnson, no good, no call. Up ahead to McCoy, and it's out of bounds. Turnover, ball back to the Hornets. Number 12 checking in. That's Edric Davis, and number 11, Skylar Miller will come in. Mack and Ballard will go out. The Hornets shot 38%. in the first half, 33 from 2-point, 50% from the 3-point line. Meanwhile, Ringo shot 25%. And that has got Franklin out to this 3-point lead. Caesar kicks it out. Jackson for three, no good. Rebound goes to Wilson. Wilson dumps it down inside to McCoy. His shot is up and in. Well, Wilson lost the handle and found its way into the hands of McCoy. And Ringo has pulled it to one, the closest they've been since early in the first quarter. Here's Caesar outside. Ringo goes for the steal. They get it. Down the lane, blocked away. And they say foul. Let's see who that goes against. That goes against Johnson. That's his first. Second team foul. Caesar will go out. Ballard will check back in. Ringo with a chance to take the lead. Inside to Adams. He goes up and lays it in. He gets it right there. He's almost unstoppable. 12 points in the game for Adams. 1-point Ringo lead. Johnson down the lane. Up, in. And they say charge. Adams was there waiting. And that's 2-1 Johnson. And the Hornets just a little out of control at the moment. Caesar with two. Johnson with two. Here come the Redskins with a 1-point lead. 4:30 to go here in the half. Long three by Adams. Good again. He is lighting it up. 20-16. He has 10 in the quarter, 15 in the game. Long three by Johnson. No good. Rebound fought for, controlled by Davis. Back to Johnson. Ballot left side. He'll drive. Dumps it inside. And they say timeout Franklin. Coach Johnson wants to talk about it. 4:05 to go here in the second. 20-16. Ringo on top. Taco Bell just dropped the new Cravings value menu. Now you can get 10 items for $3 or less, which means you can get the food you want for the price you want. It's almost like you can have your cake and eat it too. But in this case, it's a double stacked taco from the new Cravings value menu. The new Cravings value menu is here, now available through DoorDash. Franklin students, achieve and don't stop. This message brought to you by St. Mary Councilman Jay Ina, principal of Franklin Junior High School. The Bellevue Golf and Country Club in Franklin would like the public to know that its building is available for rent. One room holds 75 people, another 150, baby showers, weddings, and more. Call Coach Ty Burdett at 337-578-1884 or the office at 337-828-2572. Franklin had a 14-8 lead at the end of the first quarter. But Jabari Adams has turned that around as he scored 10 of the 12 Redskin points, and they now have a 4-point lead for Franklin's ball underneath the basket. The inbound tried to get it inside to Miller. It was knocked away, and then Miller reaches in and causes the foul, and that'll be 4 fouls. So for the last 4 minutes, the Redskins will shoot 2 free throws. Inbounds goes to McCoy. Ball stolen away by Jackson. Kinsley down on the other side of the court. Jackson dumps it inside. The layup is good. Miller scores. Kinsley limping. He'll have to go out. Trevor Williams comes back in. Now it looks like the Hornets will go to a box and one on Wilson. Ballard will pick him up. And he'll try to slow down Adams. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by Franklin. Here's the inbounds. Adams has it. 17-foot jumper, no good, but he's fouled by Davis. Adams will go to the line again. He's knocked down all threes attempted from the stripe. Free throw is good. Caesar checks back in. Davis will go out. Caesar and Johnson playing with two fouls apiece. Adams now with 16. Make it 17. 22-18. Johnson in the front court to Ballot. Back out to Johnson. Johnson down the lane. Tried to kick it. Stolen by Adams. Adams down the lane. No good. Blocked away by Caesar. Great block by Caesar. Here's Johnson the other way. Johnson down the lane. Puts it up. No good, but he's fouled. Johnson got to the basket. That'll be McCoy. That's his second. First foul of the quarter against Ringo. Johnson will shoot two. First one is in. Cuts the lead to three. 3:01 to go in the half. Second free throw, good again. He's 4 for 4 from the line. He has 9 points. Wilson into the front court. Gets to Adams. Caesar had his hand on it, didn't get it. There's another block by Caesar. Outstanding defense, and there's a foul. And that's going to go against Williams, his second. Frustration foul as Wilson went up and Caesar rejected him. And then he commits the foul. Kinsley back in. Williams will go out. Franklin a chance to tie it with a two, take the lead with a three. Johnson hurries it. Step back, three-pointer, no good. Rebound to McCoy. 2-on-1 the other way, Wilson. Behind the back pass, Willis puts it up and in. 24-20, Caesar was back but didn't want to commit that third foul. Caesar drives, forces his way into the lane and hits it. 24-22, the 15-foot jumper by Caesar. Here's Adams, he goes to the ground. And has a ball off the hands of the Redskins and out of bounds. Turnover goes to the Hornets. Mack will check back in. Miller will go out, Miller gave him some good minutes. Here comes Caesar. Goes by Willis. Baseline jumper is good. Caesar ties it at 24. Caesar now with 9. Has a ball stolen away, but they said he was on the line. Good defense by Caesar. Almost got the steal. Adams looks a little tired. He's in the backcourt. He wants the ball, but Johnson will pick him up. Here's McCoy. Down the lane, loses the handle. Into the hands of Wilson. He turns, puts it up. No good. Rebound goes to Mack. Long pass. Caesar down the lane. He goes to dunk it over Adams, and Adams fouls him. Caesar is down. He hit the pad on the post. That's 2-1 Adams. They call. Foul goes on Adams. And now Caesar shoot two. Caesar takes a moment, but he got a bust. High flying act for both sides that time. They were up way over the rim. Caesar wanted to throw it down. .116 left in the half. Caesar's free throw no good. Jorian Gray, number 5, going to check in for Caesar on a made free throw here. That one no good. Short again. McCoy has it. McCoy into the front court. Goes by Caesar. Down the lane. Mack went up. No good. Rebound. Controlled by Johnson. Long pass to Caesar again. Caesar down the lane. Layup is in. Good look by Johnson. Caesar puts it in. Under a minute to go. Here's Willis. Willis drives. As a traveling call, he went right into Mack. 43 seconds left. Caesar will go out now. Jorian Gray will come in. Here comes Johnson. Willis will pick him up. Johnson will go right by him. No contest there. Down the lane goes Johnson. His layup is in. Jayshon Johnson puts the Hornets back up by 4. Adams the other way. Almost stolen away. Now it is stolen. Up ahead. Ballard has it. He controls it. Inside. And they say travel with it. A carry was called. Boy. A 3-on-1 and the Hornets carry it. Easy basket. Now 19 seconds left in the half. Redskins will have it. Johnson comes in. Kinsley goes back out. Here's McCoy. Picked up by Gray. Gray. Out to Johnson. Johnson. Kicks it out. Wilson finally gets a basket. It's a three-pointer. And that is the end of the half as Wilson finally gets a shot to go down. And that is the end of the first half. 28-27. Franklin with the lead. We'll regroup. We'll get all the stats together. And we'll come back when we get a chance. But right now we're going to turn it over to Mr. Caste. Well, he'll wait for a minute. Now we'll give it to Mr. Caste to take you through the halftime break.
Well, we want to thank everyone for tuning in. Folks, this is an incredible game. They are just all over this court. Really hard to take pictures, but it is really fast moving. Wish you guys really could see it, but we thank you for listening. Now we want to thank all of our sponsors. Of course, we couldn't do this without our title sponsor, the City of Franklin, Franklin Mayor Eugene Folcard, Franklin Mayor Pro Tem Lisa Levine, and the Franklin City Council. Thank you guys for all you do for our city and for sponsoring today's game. We also want to thank A.J. Dillman Chevrolet, A.J. Dillman Chrysler, Tesh Asher Clinic of Franklin, Dr. Gary Wiltz, Boat Howard Caste, number 68 to represent you parish-wide on the St. Mary Parish Democrat Executive Committee. Early voting starts this Saturday, March 9th. Taco Bell of Morgan City of Bayou Vista, the Bayou Bend Wellness Center, Cabot Industries, named one of America's most responsible companies. State Representative Benny St. Blanc, thank you, sir, for working so hard for St. Mary Parish. St. Mary Parish President Sam Jones, St. Mary Parish Councilman Dean, at-large Dean Adams, St. Mary Parish Councilman Jay Ina, also an assistant coach of today's Hornets. We also want to thank the St. Mary Parish Ready Start Network, the Bellevue Course and Country Club, now offering our spacious clubhouse rooms available for rent for baby showers, wedding events, and other special moments, and Precision Appliances, 803 St. Mary Highway in Thibodaux. Franklin students achieve, and boy, are they doing it today on this court. This message brought to you by St. Mary Parish Councilman Jay Ina, principal of Franklin Junior High School and assistant coach of the Hornets. The Bellevue Golf and Country Club in Franklin would like to thank the public, let the public know that its building is available for rent. One room holds 75 persons, another 150 persons. It's available for baby showers, weddings, and more. Call Coach Ty Burnett at 337-578-1884. Excuse me, or call the office at 337-828-2572. Taco Bell just dropped the new Cravings Value Menu. Now you can get 10 items for $3 or less, which means you can get the food you want for the price you want. It's almost like you can have your cake and eat it too. But in this case, it's a double stack taco from the new Cravings Value Menu. The new Cravings Value Menu is here, available through DoorDash. Tesh Action Clinic at Franklin reminds you that we're still open on Saturdays to serve you, and we're still providing home delivery of medications to your home or office. The St. Mary Ready Start Network reminds you that all of our network partners are enrolling children all year long. One of our partners, the St. Mary Community Action Agency, will be holding a special event day for our Peter Pan Center on Wednesday, March 20th from 9 to 11:30 at Caffrey Park on Barrow Street. And TJ Fab will be there live. Call our Family Services Department at 337-828-5703, extension 44, for more information. Precision Appliances is now serving the Franklin Baldwin areas. We offer a huge selection of new, reconditioned, and new with slight scratch or dent merchandise with the same or next day delivery. Warranties and financing are available with no credit checks. Call today at 985-414-3418. Cabot Industries, named one of America's most responsible companies, is proud to salute the Franklin Hornets this afternoon on their appearance in the 2024 basketball semifinals. Are you ready to take control of your health and fitness journey but not sure where to start? The Bayou Bend Fitness Center is here to help. Our 20,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility features high-tech exercise equipment, group exercise classes, an indoor track, indoor pools, personal trainers, child care, special events, and more. Join a community, not just a gym, at Bayou Bend. Call 337-413-5106 or stop by 1029 Northwest Boulevard in Franklin. Bad credit, slow credit, no credit, new credit, bankruptcy, repossession, or foreclosure, whatever your situation is, Harley at AJ Delman Chevrolet is ready to help you. Visit AJ Delman Chevrolet in Berwick and tell him you heard this commercial from KBZE, 800 Robertson Street. Call 985-221-4139. Call Harley at AJ Delman Chevrolet at 985-221-4139. Despite the end of the public health emergency, we must remain vigilant. COVID-19 continues to be a public health threat. Together we can overcome this challenge. Make the decision to protect yourself and your loved one. Tesh Action Clinic encourages you and your family to get the updated COVID-19 vaccine and booster. Call 337-420-6646 to schedule an appointment or visit tabhealth.org and make your appointment through the internet. Once again, we want to remind you that this Saturday starts early voting for the presidential primaries in both the Democrat and Republican parties. We're asking you, of course, to vote for me, KBZE General Manager, this Howard Caste, this Saturday, number 68, to represent you on the St. Mary Parish Democrat Executive Committee. Again, we want to thank Mayor Eugene Fochard, the City of Franklin, and Mayor Pro Tem Lester Levine, as well as the Franklin City Council, for helping us bring you today's coverage. We also want to thank them for all of the hard work that they do. And now we're going to bring it back to Seth Thomas, who will recap the first half.
We're back here at halftime. Both teams back on the floor. And it's Franklin holding on a 28-27 lead. We'll take a look at the first half stats. First for Ringo, it was Jabari Adams with 17 points. Zarian Willis had 4. Jordan Wilson had 3. LaDante McCoy with 2. And Keenan Johnson had 1. Hornets did a great job on Wilson. He came in averaging 16 points a game. His only basket was a 3-pointer right before the end of the half. Ringo as a team shot 39% from the field, 37 from 3-point range, from 2-point range, 42% from the 3-point line. Free throws, they were 6 of 11 for 54%. They did turn it over 13 times. Meanwhile, for the Hornets, it was Jayshon Johnson and Ja'Kylin Caesar, each with 11. Meanwhile, Trayshawn Mack had 2. Off the bench, Skylar Miller had 2. And Tavon Ballett had 2. Hornets shot 45%, 52% from 3. They ended 28% from the 3-point line as they made 2 of 7. They were 4 of 6 from the free throw line for 67%. They turned it over 11 times and they had 6 assists. Leading rebounder was Jalen Jackson. He had 4 rebounds in that first half. Well, if you look at the second half, it's going to be who comes up with the fouls. Johnson, Caesar, Gray, each with 2 fouls for the Hornets. Meanwhile, Adams, McCoy, and Williams with 2 for Ringo. It looked like Adams, after getting 14 points in the second quarter, got a little tired. He was fortunate not to pick up that third foul. So I think whatever team gets in foul trouble, that could be the difference. We're set for the third quarter here. It'll be Franklin with the basketball. Jackson, Johnson, Caesar, Ballett, and Mack, the starters on the floor. Meanwhile, for Ringo, it'll be Wilson, Johnson, Adams, McCoy. Caesar to the basket, no good. Stolen by McCoy, up ahead to Wilson, down the lane. His layup is no good. Johnson with it. Johnson heads the other way like a streak. It's to Mack. He goes up left-handed and in. Mack gets the basket. 30-27. Wilson missed an easy one the other way. The freshman maybe feeling a little nerves here in the state semifinals. McCoy off to Johnson. He drives. His floater in the lane is no good. McCoy had it, lost it, and Ballett throws it off of McCoy out of bounds. Turnover will go to the Hornets. Two good defensive possessions by the Hornets. And now Ringo will pick him up full court, man-to-man. Johnson, the fastest man on the floor, though, they'll back off of him. Here's Johnson into the front court. He'll hold it out of the three-point line. Now he'll pull Johnson away from the basket. Caesar went for the screen. Now they switch. Now he has McCoy. Johnson to Mack. Mack on the drive. Takes it into Adams, throws it up, no good. And they say charging foul on Mack. But he kind of jumped into him, I guess. Second foul on Mack. 12 fouls against the Hornets, 7. In the ball game against the Redskins. And now the Hornets will start man-to-man. They've been in the zone most of the game. Poked away. Stolen by Johnson. He heads the other way. Down the lane. He went for the dunk. No good. And he's fouled. That goes against McCoy. That's number three. Tell you what, Johnson was going to throw it down. Johnson will shoot two. Free throw rolls down. Johnson has 12. He's a perfect 5 for 5 from the free throw line. And now Willis will come in for McCoy as he'll sit down with the three fouls. Johnson, one more upcoming. Free throw is good. The lead is 5. 32-27. Here's the ball stolen away by Mack, but right to the hands of Willis. Kinsley, free throw line, in. Kinsley's first basket. 32-29, 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Jackson on the drive, kicks it to Mack. Back out to Jackson. Cross court, Ballot steps into the three. Good, he knew it when he let it go. 6 point lead for the Hornets. 35-29. Adams wants the basketball. It has a poked away by Jackson. But they got him for the foul. Second foul against Jackson, second team foul. Adams came out the half court trying to get the ball. There's a holding foul on Mack, and that's number three on him. Away from the ball. I don't know why you want to keep Adams from getting the ball out there 35 feet from the basket. And that's three on Mack. Mack again chasing him. Adams in the corner. Gets it off to Wilson. He drives. Puts it up. No good. And he's fouled. That's Ballot. That's his second. And now, with 5:32, every free throw will be two shots for, every foul will be two shots for the Redskins. Wilson will go to the line. That was a tough off-balance shot. I don't know if you had to foul him right there. Free throw short. He just had a tough shooting night, the freshman. One more upcoming. 35-29. Hornets lead is 6. Make it 5 as he got that one. He has 4 in the game. Here's Jackson getting into the front court. Over to Johnson. Ballot right side. Screen from Caesar. He'll drive, kicks it out to Jackson. Back to Mack. Mack goes in. And they say blocking call. That's a big call. That's 3 on Adams. That would have been 4 on Mack. We told you somewhere along the line it's going to be a big call. That was a big one right there. Now Adams will play with 3. Franklin will have it underneath the basket. Caesar dumps it into Mack. Turns on Adams. Goes up and under. No good. Rebound. Johnson back up and in. Johnson puts it in. Franklin with the lead up to 7. Kinsley down the lane and Max there. Charge! Kinsley goes into Mack. Well, I tell you what, Mack fearless with those 3 fouls. And here comes Williams back in for Mack. Excuse me, for Kinsley. Hornets basketball. Thing getting away from Ringo a little bit here. Here comes Johnson up the floor. And there's a bump. There's another bump. Willis just keeps on bumping him all the way down the floor. That's his second. Here's the inbound. It goes to Caesar. Caesar drives. Docked out of his hands. Here comes Johnson the other way. Johnson, and there's a foul on a strip by Jackson. Now it's all free throws, and now everybody got three. Jackson with three, Mack with three, Adams with three. This thing's going to turn into a free throw contest. 4:46 in both teams are now in the bonus the rest of the quarter. Things getting physical. Berth in the state finals on the line. Free throw is in. And that'll get Jeremiah Gray back in for Ballot. We told you, Franklin's last state title came in 1959. Meanwhile, Ringo, 1961. Second free throw, no good. Rebound to Mack. Willis looked like he fouled him, but no call. Here comes Gray into the front court. Gets it off to Caesar. Back to Gray. Over to Mack. Mack spins. Kicks it off to Jackson. He drives, cut off. Inside Gray, outside Johnson. Down the lane, dump off. Jackson goes up over Adams, but it's blocked. Good job by Adams not to pick up that foul. Wilson down the lane. Caesar goes up and blocks it away. Williams has it, and there's a holding foul. That's Jackson, that's number four. Four fouls on Jackson. And that'll send Wilson to the line. 4:10 to go. Nope, they got it for three. I must have missed one somewhere along the line. Scoreboard has him officially for three. And that free throw is no good by Williams. So that's good news for Jackson with only three fouls. That free throw no good. Mack with the rebound. And timeout, Franklin. Timeout on the floor. 4:10 to go. 37-31. Hornets in the lead. Cabot Industries, named one of America's most responsible companies, is proud to salute the Franklin Hornets tonight on their appearance in the 2024 basketball semifinals. Also, early voting begins this Saturday in St. Mary Parish. Vote KBZE General Manager Howard Caste, number 68. To represent you on the St. Mary Democratic Parish Executive Committee. And now is the time for a scoring update brought to you by State Representative Vinny St. Blanc and St. Mary Parish President Sam Jones. Score, Franklin 37, Ringo 31. So Mack with three. Also Jackson with three. Adams with three for Ringo. Here's the inbounds. It goes to Gray. Full court pressure. Gray gets it to the front court. Gray off to Johnson. Willis picks him up. Try to dump it inside. Gray pulls it back. Caesar with a long three. Good. And Kylan Caesar with the three. 40-31. Biggest lead of the night for the Hornets at nine. Adams has it out around midcourt. Caesar looking for the screen. Adams on the roll. Williams dumps it out. Wilson with a three. On the way, no good. Rebound run down by Johnson. Johnson heads the other way. Ball almost stolen from behind. Johnson goes, charge. Not even close. Adams went down. They get Johnson with his third. Kinsley will come back in for Willis. So three starters for the Hornets now with three fouls. We still have 3:16 to go here in the third quarter. Adams on the drive. He goes up, no good. Rebound out of bounds, last touch by the Hornets. Adams has not scored in the quarter. He went on a drive that time. I think one of the Hornets just got to step in there, take a charge. He's looking to go to the basket. Wilson will inbound it. Dumps it inside on the ground. Kinsley comes up with it off the backboard and in. That could have been a steal, but Kinsley stayed with it. Got it back up to 40-33. Under 3 minutes to go here in the third. Johnson walks it into the front court. Picked up by Johnson. He'll give it off to Caesar. Williams on him. Caesar. Caesar crossover dribble down the lane. Stops. Free throw line jumper. Rolls around. No good. Adams with it. Adams kicks it out. Kinsley over to Wilson. Wilson drives. Stops. Pull up. In. Fast break. Goes down and the lead cut to five. Hornets slowed it down that possession. Just not their style. Looked like they tried to run a little clock. It's under 2 minutes. Fouls mounting up. You want that clock to get to that fourth quarter. There's a 10-second call as Johnson kept on walking and walking and walking. And he didn't get over half court. Costly turnover there. Inbound goes to Adams. Mack picks him up. Jump shot on the way. Down. Williams. Six in a row by Ringo and leads three again. With a 9-point lead. And here comes Johnson looking for the screen. He gets it. Johnson now has Adams on him. Look to take Adams off the dribble. Gives it back to Caesar. Caesar goes by Williams. Dumps it off inside. Great pass. Jeremiah Gray puts it in. Caesar with the assist. Kinsley the other way. Dumps it to Adams. Matt goes tumbling over on a somersault. And that'll be four on Mack. Pump fake. Mack got off his feet. Did a somersault, land on his back, and popped right back up. 109 to go. Mack's going to have to sit. Adams' free throw is in. He now has 18, his first points of the second half. Ballard will come in. Mack will have to go out with those four fouls. Hornets only play one way, and that's full speed. I don't care. You got three, four, two fouls. They play it tough. Two free throws, 19 points now in the game. For Adams, the lead is four. Caesar down the lane, crossover, in. Caesar with the basket. Stolen by Caesar. Three on one. Caesar, layup is in. Two quick ones. Down the lane, Ringo shot up, rolled no good, out of bounds, last touch by the Redskins. Right when it got close, and all of a sudden, two quick baskets by Ja'Kylin Caesar. And now the Hornets have it 46-39 with 42 seconds left. Johnson to the front court. And there's a pushing foul. They're just trying to get up as close as they can. Johnson's first. That should be two-shot foul. But Johnson, who's 6 of 6 from the line. That's his first miss from the strike. One more upcoming. 34 seconds left here in the third period. That one is in. 16 points now in the game for Johnson. 47-39, lead back to 8. Drive, no good, rebound. They say a foul. Nope, excuse me, last touch by the Hornets. Boy, that looked like could have been on the back call. Officials letting them play, no doubt about it. No ticky-tack fouls here. Kinsley goes up, and that's a foul on Ballot. That's 3. 2 shots for Kinsley. 18 seconds left. A Ballot got 4. I must have inadvertently gave Ballot or Jackson one of those fouls for Ballot. I had him for 3, Jackson for 4. Reverse it. Now Ballot will sit. Jorian Gray will come in. Ballot with the 4 fouls now. That one's in. So 2 free throws for Kinsley. 47-41. 15 seconds. The Hornets would love to play for 1. Johnson down the lane. Dumps it inside. Gray going up. No good. Here's Adams the other way. Down the lane, and there's a foul on the floor. Well, that's Jackson's 4th. Well, that'll send Adams to the line. Get a player like Adams in the opening court with 3 seconds. I mean, you want to stand there, maybe get a charge, but do not reach in. I know you don't want to get one of those slam dunks in the night his crowd, but that one rolled in. Looked like he lost the ball halfway up in his hands. Threw it up there, and it bounced around and went in. 47-42, 3 seconds left. That one no good. Rebound, Kinsley up, no good. Out of bounds, but that's the end of the quarter. Well, Franklin will take a 47-42 lead into quarter number 4. It's going to be a battle of attrition to see who hangs in. The Hornets scored 19 that quarter. Meanwhile, Ringo scored 15. And it is a 5-point lead. Are you ready to take control of your health and fitness journey, but not sure where to start? The Bayou Bend Fitness Center is here to help. Our 20,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility features high-tech exercise equipment, group exercise classes, an indoor track, indoor pools, personal trainers, child care, special events, and more. Join a community, not a gym, at Bayou Bend. Call 337-413-5106. Or stop by 1029 Northwest Boulevard in Franklin today. Bad credit, slow credit, no credit, new credit, bankruptcy, repossession, or foreclosure. Whatever your situation is, Harley at A.J. Doman Chevrolet is ready to help you. Visit A.J. Doman Chevrolet in Berwick and tell them you heard this commercial from KBZE 800 Robinson Street in Berwick. Call 985-221-4139. Call Harley at A.J. Doman Chevrolet, 985-221-4139. 8 minutes to decide who goes to the state championship. Franklin up by 5. Jackson, Johnson, Caesar, Gray, Jeremiah Gray, and Jorian Gray on the floor for the Hornets. They're in man-to-man. Down the lane, Wilson dumps it inside to Kinsley. His layup is in. A little out of control, but got it to go. 3-point lead for the Hornets. Caesar has it down the lane. Layup no good, but they say foul. He'll shoot 2, and who's that on? That's number 1. That's Adams, and that's number 4. What a huge call. I didn't think he was close to him, tell you the truth. I did not see that foul. He was there, but that is a huge call against Ringo. And Coach Trent wants to know, what was that about? Free throw no good. Adams was down there, but I thought he adjusted the shot, but I didn't see any contact. Sees it with one more. Second one is in. Sees it now with 18. Lead back to four. On the wing, that's Johnson. Back out to Wilson. Wilson gets it down, or tried to get it down to Adams, but there's a foul on the outside. That's Jorian Gray. That's only his first. They got him in there just to bang with the big fella. Hopefully, maybe getting frustrated and commit that fifth foul. First foul of the quarter. Johnson inbounds. Goes outside to McCoy. McCoy on a drive. Step through. Raises it up. No good. Fought for McCoy. Had it. Lost it out of bounds. They say Hornet basketball. Good hustle by McCoy. He just couldn't hang on to it. And now Redskins will go full court man-to-man. Franklin now shooting 50% from the floor in the game. 70% from the line. Ringo shooting 38% from the floor, 56% from the line. Jackson with a long three, no good. Adams with the rebound, he was knocked down. And that goes against Jeremiah Gray. That's his third. Here's Wilson. And there's a foul now, all of a sudden. Four on Gray, but I mean, they've let way more than that go. We talked about it. Don't change the way you call it here in the fourth quarter. Here's Johnson. He'll inbound it to Wilson. Looking for the screen. Gets it to Kinsley. Stolen away. Good job by Jorian Gray. He heads the other way. He'll hold it out now to the basket. He goes up and puts it in. Jorian Gray with his first basket. 50-44. And there's a traveling call. Caesar came over to help on a double team. Johnson lost his footing. He goes down. And now timeout Ringo. They want to talk about it. Franklin leads by six with the basketball. Despite the end of the public health emergency, we must remain vigilant. COVID-19 continues to be a public health threat. Together we can overcome this challenge. Make the decision to protect yourself and your loved one. Test Action Clinic encourages you and your family to get the updated COVID-19 vaccine and booster. Call 337-420-6646 to schedule an appointment, or visit tabhealth.org for a location near you. Stay strong, stay safe. We're in this together. Franklin students, achieve and don't stop. This message brought to you by St. Mary Parish Councilman Jay Ina, principal of Franklin Junior High. Traveling call to give the Hornets the basketball. They have a 6-point cushion. 6:23 to go in the game. The winner advances to Friday's 4 o'clock, the state finals against the winner of Lakeview and Pickering. Caesar will throw it in, does to Johnson. Down inside to Mack, who's checked back in. Straight up against Adams. Blocked it away, up ahead it goes to Wilson, down the lane. Pump fake, he got it to go. On a breakout, he gets it down. Here's Gray on the outside. Caesar. Gray back up and in. Jeremiah Gray throws it down. Count the basket. The foul is on Johnson. Jeremiah Gray with the basket. 52-46. Gray with a chance to extend the lead to 7. Shot is in. Gray has 5 in the game. is Wilson driving. Runner up and in. Wilson starting to feel it now, the freshman. He had three at the half. He scored seven here in the second half, and he's double figures with 10. Johnson down the lane, kicks it off. No good, but there's Gray again. Jeremiah Gray with five in the quarter. Kinsley down the lane, in. Getting right back down the floor. Skylar Miller also checked back in on that free throw. Here comes Johnson, pulls up, short. Miller has it, up, no good. Miller again, and they say jump ball, possession arrow pointing to Franklin. Good hustle by Miller to keep it alive. Here's Ballard checking in with those four fouls. Skylar Miller goes out. Inbound, Jeremiah Gray to Ballard. Goes to the basket and he's pushed, but no call, and they say he loses it out of bounds. Now Willis will check in. McCoy will go out. Ringo ball, 4:55 to go in the ball game. 55-50. Franklin by five. Adams will bring it to the front court. Caesar will play him. Caesar with only two fouls. He picked those up early. Here's a pick and roll. Williams underneath the basket, puts it up, in. Good job by Williams to put it in. 3-point lead. Johnson runs into the front court. Off to Jackson. Back over to Johnson at half court. Here's Caesar. Spins down the lane, goes up and in. Jakylin Caesar with the basket. 57-52, steal by Ballard. 3-on-2. Ballard will pull it back out. Gets it to Jackson, to Johnson at half court. Good patience by the Hornets. Johnson down the lane. Runner, no good. Tipped out of bounds, and it was Johnson. He saw Adams there, and I mean, adjusted the shot. Kinsley out. Johnson back in for Ringo. 3:58 to go. Willis kicks it out. Kinsley with a long shot. Hit the side of the backboard, no good. Johnson has it. And it looked like he lost his shoe. He did. It wasn't a play on. He was down there. The Hornets were walking it up. So I know the Hornets want to know why, but it was a good call. Once you got in the backcourt, not really attacking the basket, give him a chance. And here's Caesar with it. Caesar into the front court. He'll hold it out. Kinsley will pick him up. Now he'll go to the right side of the floor. Now he'll drive down the lane. Holds it up. Kicks it inside to Jackson. Back to Caesar. Good job by the Hornets. Good patience. Caesar spins in the lane. Runner. No good. Controlled by Adams. Kicks it up ahead. That's Johnson. Lost the handle. He's got to pull it back up. Gives to Adams down the lane. His layup is in. Adams' first bucket of the second half. He had three free throws, but now it's 57-54. And again, timeout Franklin. Not the pace the Hornets like to play at. They're trying to get the time off the clock, but they want to run it up and down. 2:59 to go. 57-54, Franklin. The Bellevue Golf and Country Club in Franklin would like the public to know that its building is available for rent. One room holds 75 people, another 150. Baby showers, weddings, and more. Call Coach Ty Burdette at 337-578-1884 or the office at 337-828-2572. And Taco Bell just dropped the new Cravings Value Menu. You can get 10 items for $3 or less, which means you can get the food you want for the price you want. It's almost like you can have your cake and eat it too, but in this case, it's a double stack taco from the new Cravings Value Menu. The new Cravings Value Menu is here, now available through DoorDash. Looking at the reset, 2:57 to go. Possession arrow pointing to Ringo. Franklin with three team fouls, Ringo with two. So neither team in the bonus yet. Franklin with the basketball after the timeout. Jackson will inbound it. He gets it to Caesar. Caesar dumps it inside. Layup too strong. But there's that man again. Jeremiah Gray, 7 points in the quarter. He puts it in. It's 59-54, and it looked like that maybe was a delay of game warning against the Hornets. So Ringo has it. 5 point lead for the Hornets. 2:53 to go. The junior, Jeremiah Gray. 9 points in the game, but seven here in quarter number four. Kinsley down the lane, too strong. Layup back up by Wilson is in. Good offensive rebound that time. Cuts it back to three. Here's Caesar. Over to Jackson. Out top to Johnson. Johnson with Willis on him. Now he'll drive. He stops. Pulls it back. Boy. Tough pass, and there is number five. Adams at midcourt. Went for the steal, and he has fouled out. My goodness. Adams way away from the basket. Went for the steal, didn't get it, and he is out of the ball game. He fouls out with 22 points, the senior. And now the Hornets have it on the inbound. Caesar in the backcourt. Over to Johnson right side. Coach Trent wants the defense to pick him up. Johnson drives, pulls it out, gives it to Jackson. Jackson over to Gray. Back to Jackson. Hornets trying to play a little keep away. Jackson drives, dumps it inside the Ballot. No good. It hung on the rim. Didn't get it. Jackson back up and in, and he's fouled. Jackson, his first basket comes at a critical time. He puts it in with 1:43 to go. Count the basket. The foul goes against Williams. Jackson with a chance for a three-point play. Ballot goes out. Jorian Gray back in. Jackson with a free throw. It was halfway in and came out. Wilson had it. Almost threw it away, but now it's into the hands of McCoy. 1:35 to go. Wilson just throws up the three. Somehow he got it to go. Wilson gets the three-pointer. 61-59. The lead is two. Here's Johnson down the lane. No good. Rebound by Gray, and there's a timeout, Franklin. 61-59. Wilson throws up a three-pointer. In the second half for Wilson, he has 15, 16 is his average, and that was a big time three. It didn't even look like he was ready to shoot it. Desh Action Clinic in Franklin reminds you, we're still open on Saturdays to serve you. We're still providing home delivery of medications to your home or office. A.J. Dolman, Chevrolet Cadillac, A.J. Dolman, Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Why shop elsewhere for your next vehicle? Visit the Dolman family of dealerships. They can help you. 61-59, 1:17 to go. Any foul, Franklin will shoot two free throws. Jackson will inbound underneath his basket. Caesar gets the inbound. He'll pull it out. Kingsley will guard him. Here's the pass. It goes to Jeremiah Gray. Now Johnson has it. Johnson with the lane spread out. Looking to drive it. Clock under a minute. 2-point lead for the Hornets. Johnson off to Caesar. 48 seconds. Caesar now to Gray. Gray gives it to Caesar. They're letting the clock run. Inbound Jackson back out to Johnson. 35 seconds. Here's Gray. And there's a foul finally on Wilson. That's only his first foul. And it'll be two shots for Jeremiah Gray. One for one from the line. 32 seconds left. Hornets ran off about 35 seconds on that possession. Let's see if they can finish with two free throws. And Jeremiah Gray has been money in the fourth quarter. This one will make it a two-possession game with 32 seconds. Possession arrow pointing to Ringo. Franklin's with a foul to give. Gray's second one in. Clutch free throws by Gray. Long pass to Willis. He throws it back to McCoy. McCoy back to Willis. Willis lost the handle. Stolen away. Jorian Gray with it. 20 seconds. Gray down to Jeremiah Gray. Now Johnson has it, and he's fouled with 14 seconds. Kinsley with the foul, and the Hornet faithful can feel it. Jayshon Johnson will shoot two. Up by four. Trying to shoot the Hornets into the state finals on Friday. First one, no good. Johnson, 7 for 9 from the line. One more upcoming. No good again. Big miss right there with 4-point lead. Here's Willis the other way in the corner. Kingsley, he drives, puts the runner, no good. Wilson has it, he goes back behind the arc, throws it up, no good. Kingsley there, no good. Tap up and in. But that is the buzzer. Count the basket. But the Franklin Hornets move on to the state championship as the Hornets win it 63-61 over the Ringo Redskins. Outstanding effort by both teams. And Franklin will play for the state title. Once again, they were there last year, came up short. They'll play the winner of tonight's 8 o'clock game between Lakeview and Pickering. The team shake hands. Dejected bunch of Redskins, they played hard. But Ringo falls to the Franklin Hornets as they win it 63-61. It was Jakylin Caesar with 21. Jayshon Johnson with 16. But how about Jeremiah Gray off the bench in the second half? He came up big with 11 points. 9 of those were in the fourth quarter. And the Hornets will play at 4 o'clock on Friday. We'll be here to cover it for you for Howard Cast Day. For all our sponsors, this is Seth Thomas. Join us Friday as the Franklin Hornets go for the state championship right here on KBZ, the station where champions play. Goodbye, everybody.